The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for May 15th of 2026. Back in 2022, just before the MAGA Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, which gave all the power back to the states to decide their own abortion laws, that woman from Michigan, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, promised to fight like hell and to use every legal tool she had to stop those trying to turn the clock back on abortion rights here in Michigan. Whitmer publicly supported the popular ballot initiative, which guaranteed abortion rights in the state's constitution after the MAGA Supreme Court decision, and just to ensure that all loopholes were closed by those trying to reinstate a statewide abortion ban, she proudly signed a bill into law that nullified a 1931 abortion trigger law, which made it a 4-year felony to assist in an abortion. Now that's when Gretchen Whitmer portrayed herself as a fighter, as someone who couldn't be pushed around by the Trump regime, someone who would stand up to those trying to make women into nothing but vessels for birthing babies. But that was then. Ever since dear leader Trump got back into the White House, Big Gretch just lost the fight, leaving many puzzled as to what she's up to, and more importantly, what does she really believe in? It appears to this keen political observer that she just lost the will to fight. But why? I ask that question because for all of her bravado 4 years ago about fighting like hell for abortion rights and reproductive care, it doesn't look like Gretchen really cares much about it today. For example, this week, Planned Parenthood of Michigan wrote a letter to the governor requesting her to direct $5 million to prevent the closure of health centers around the state after the Trump regime made severe cuts to Planned Parenthood across the country. And according to Planned Parenthood of Michigan, Title 10, a federally funded program that covered around 25% of Planned Parenthood's funding, was cut so dramatically that all the funding has been spent for this fiscal year, which ends, on September 30th. Now, of course, that's thanks to the work of the white Christian nationalist MAGA Brigade, led by the Trump regime, which proudly works to punish women at all costs for having fun, for being independent, for having sex, or for having some kind of agency over their own bodies in terms of health and contraception. The Trump regime never has an issue belittling or disempowering women and making them feel like second citizens and making them feel like the government has more control over their health decisions than they do. Remember, this is the small government party, right? So it seems like a no-brainer to me that Governor Whitmer would find a way, or at least promise, to fight and look into ways to direct this $5 million from the state budget to fund Planned Parenthood of Michigan so that way they can make it through the year. You'd think it's a no-brainer, but think again. Governor Whitmer told Planned Parenthood of Michigan that she's powerless, and besides, they should just stop wasting her time and talk with MAGA Republican man-baby State House Speaker Matt Hall and the nutball MAGA Republican State House majority. Yeah, I'm sure that will go just terrific. The governor's response led progressive Democratic State Representative Lori Pahutsky from Livonia and good friend of this show to release a statement blasting the governor, saying all of the work that the people of Michigan, the 102nd legislature, and Governor Whitmer did to protect and advance reproductive rights will be in vain if Planned Parenthood of Michigan is forced to close in Michigan. She said that it's time for our governor to fight like hell, like Governors Pritzker and Mills have already done. Now, Representative Pahutsky was referencing how Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Maine Governor Janet Mills used their executive powers to direct money to fill the funding gaps for Planned Parenthood in those states. I mean, if Janet Mills can do it, why can't Governor Whitmer? Paula Thornton Greer, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Michigan, said this week that Whitmer needs to step up and drive a solution forward. But Whitmer is choosing not to fight this time. Another good friend of the show, editor-in-chief at Michigan Advance, John King, wrote in his weekly column this week how Whitmer chose to simply step aside and chose to concede the fight before it even began. As he rightly notes, that's the complete opposite of when Whitmer used her bully pulpit back in 2022 to set the tone of the abortion debate right here in the state. But that was then. He says she simply doesn't have the fight anymore and will do anything she can to avoid a fight with this regime. I mean, she's doing podcasts right now, everyone. No, not just appearing on podcasts, but essentially running her own podcast where she's the interviewer. I mean, she's acting like Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who acts like a full-time podcaster and a part-time senator. What is going on? What are we doing here? I want my governor to work for us. And then when she's done, she can challenge me in the podcasting ring. Once she leaves office, I welcome the competition. Unfortunately, this has just led me to conclude that the whole that woman from Michigan persona was just that, a persona. It was just a political show. People are hurting in all kinds of ways in this Trump economy, and they want political leaders to hear and understand them. Do you think that people believe that Governor Whitmer is hearing them, is understanding them as she continues to press for more data centers here in the state? The rising disappointment in Governor Whitmer is why you're seeing Democrats and independent voters veering away from establishment party candidates and backing those who will never stop fighting like hell for the working class. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on the social, subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Visit us also on Patreon.com/LeftofLansing. Take the battle to them.